This is Elva with the Nonprofit Spotlight, and joining me today is Haley Coles, Executive Director of Sonoran Prevention Works. Haley, thanks for joining me today. Can you tell me what your organization's mission is?
Our mission is to center harm reduction in Arizona through participant-driven advocacy, education, and outreach. And so what that means is that we work with folks who use drugs to help make any positive change. And we do that at a lot of different levels. We do that with individuals. We also do that with organizations and advocate at the state legislature.
And how does your organization work towards that mission?
I like to think of what we do from the micro to the macro. So the micro is where we do street outreach, we do one-on-one peer support, we engage directly with people who use drugs, and we do that through distributing naloxone or Narcan, which is the overdose reversal medication. We also distribute other kinds of safer use supplies, hygiene supplies. We conduct HIV and hepatitis C testing in a low barrier mobile setup. So we support a lot of organizations to set up their own overdose education programs. We set them up so that they can distribute naloxone directly to their clients. Then from a systems change level, we know that state policies and at times county and city policies can have a major effect on the health and well-being of communities. So we've mostly targeted the state legislature to work on introducing evidence-based substance use policies.
So you're providing training to other organizations as well. Can you tell me about a particular partnership?
We have a great partnership with the Southern Arizona Food Bank, with Caridad Community Kitchen, to distribute naloxone directly from Caridad. The Southern Arizona Food Bank and Caridad get that whether we're talking about addressing substance use or we're talking about addressing food insecurity, we have to view people as whole people.
So you're talking about considering the whole person and not just one aspect of an individual.
Exactly. And that's why we use the term people who use drugs rather than drug users or drug addicts. Using that person first language just makes it clear that we're talking about people and that their behavior and the things that they do don't define them. A lot of times what they're most concerned about is, do I have a safe place to sleep? Are my kids being cared for? And for some people, the first thing that they want is to stop using drugs. It's really different for everybody.
So similar to the Housing First model with folks who are houseless.
Exactly.
So Haley, is there a particular program you'd like to highlight today?
So our peer support program, we are able to help people navigate different community resources because we know that the more barriers you put in front of a person, the more frustrating it is, the more stressful it is. So if somebody wants to go to treatment, but they need an ID in order to get into treatment, and in order to get an ID, they need to find their birth certificate, and maybe they were born out of state, you know, shuffling that person around, it's just a recipe for failure. So our peer support specialists will help with navigating all of those different resources and potential stressors. Our peer support specialists are just there to support people through the process and to also help people reconceptualize what recovery means. Because for us, recovery means any positive change. If you're feeling like you're able to take positive steps, then that's recovery. And because it's so black and white, oftentimes, the people we work with just feel like they're failing. So we help to expand that definition of recovery and work with people to see where they are making really positive changes. Really, we're just there to support people through systems that are often pretty hostile towards them.
Thank you so much. Haley Coles, Executive Director of Sonoran Prevention Works. You can find out more at spwaz.org. My name's Elva, and this is the Nonprofit Spotlight on kxci.org. Support for the Nonprofit Spotlight is provided by the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona. For almost 40 years, the Community Foundation for Southern Arizona has worked with individuals, families, businesses, and nonprofits to create a stronger community, connecting people with causes and transforming the vision for our community into meaningful charitable impact, inspiring donors now and forever. More information at cfsaz.org or 777-0800.